Let's go to Vicki in Colorado Springs. And she has a 5-year-old, and she'd like to know how to calm this little guy down. Let's go right to her. Are you there, Vicki?
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm fine. It's actually my grandson.
Oh, your grandson. Okay.
Yes.
And
yes.
He's a 5-year-old, right?
He's a 5-year-old, and he just he's rather impulsive, and just sometimes you just can't get his attention. And his mother got 2 calls from school already his first 2 days.
Oh, yeah.
So
well,
I just wondered if there was some nutritional support for him.
Absolutely. You know, the funny thing about this, when kids are running around and they can't sit down, most people think they have too much energy. But, you know, the fact is that most of the time these kids, the adrenals are not working as well as they could. Okay?
Oh, okay.
So what do the adrenals need? So glad you asked me, Vicki. Number one, number one is salt. And so many, many of these children, the first job of the adrenals is fluid balance throughout the whole body. And if it doesn't have enough salt, it just has a devil of a time doing this. So you want to make sure a 5-year-old should get at least a 1/2 teaspoon of a good air-dried sea salt. Nothing
right.
like
okay.
the embalmed, melted 1,100-degree junk in the supermarket. Real salt, and of course, I would urge you to even consider putting the child on pink salt, because now you're getting a cross-section of trace elements from the core of the earth through a volcanic ash plus sea air-dried sea salt. So that's my favorite.
Okay.
That's number one. The next thing we want to do for this child is be sure that the child has a regular time to go to bed. In other words, this is another problem we have with young children, is that they're going to bed some nights 7 o'clock, another night 9 o'clock, another night 10 o'clock. This is very stressful for the body and very, very, very hard on the adrenal glands, okay? So we don't want to do that. So regular sleep schedule, okay? Then the next thing we want to do is take a look at the nutrition. If the child has a lot of junk food, then it's going to steal the B vitamins from, and the B vitamins he can make and what reserve he has. And now the adrenals will not have adequate amounts of B6, B2, PABA, and coenzyme A. And so with this, the child needs to move around and run around. If he tries to sit, he falls asleep. It's very hard to concentrate. This just is a really difficult thing. Now, we can support this by something like today's special, Max Stress B, and start at a low dose, maybe 1/4 teaspoon, and build him up to maybe 3/4 teaspoon would be plenty. But when we see this, normally these are manufactured by young children in their intestines. So then we'd wonder, has he had food poisoning or an antibiotic or something that might have damaged the beneficial bacteria in the gut? And if that's the case, the simplest, cheapest solution is to get him on a little bit of kefir. Instead of milk, go to kefir. It tastes good, and make sure it's not pasteurized after it's made. And it's always better to make your own, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So now you've got a probiotic food. It's not a direct probiotic. Now, if the child has had a long history of food poisoning or other things, then you may want to actually put him on probiotic complex where he'd chew 2, which tastes pretty good, and swallow 2. They're very small, so his child can easily swallow those. And so now you're promoting your own bee manufacturing factory, okay? Now, the last thing you want to look for is an injury. The child may have had a blow or trauma to his head or his tailbone or his low back, and this may be sedating the normal energy flow to the adrenal glands. And if there's a question there, of course, I guess it would be your daughter or daughter-in-law could take them to a QRA practitioner, find out where that is, and fix it as soon as possible, because these interference fields are slow but unrelenting. And usually at 5, if he's got one of these, he probably was dropped on his tailbone or something happened to him when he was 1 or very young, and it's now 3-4 years later, and this interference field is starting to really create some problems at the adrenal glands. And, of course, We even have adrenal complex to support the ideal cell resonance for healthy adrenals, but the key is, why is this happening? That's the real key, okay?
Right, okay.
Thanks for your call.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye now.